Sandra Diorca. She is the Township of Delta's Public Services Director, and she's on the other end of our line. Sandra, how are you?
Good morning to you and everyone else.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Well, we have been talking about the Delhi Waste Project, a fascinating topic to talk about. We had Vince Dragonetti, who is an Ingham County Board of Commissioners member. He was on the program, and he thinks that Delta shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be wasting the time or the money. What's your take on that?
Well, just first off, it's Delhi. I know we get confused with Delta quite a bit. but my take is that this project is a very unique opportunity to make our environment safer. It's really about health, safety, and welfare. And for people to say that we don't need to protect our health, safety, and welfare is, in my opinion, not a good thing to say.
All right, let's talk about the solar sludge dryer, which would use greenhouses and solar power to dry sludge, which in turn could be burned for fuel to generate energy. Is it true that Michigan State would be very interested in buying this from you? Would it be available?
It is absolutely true. They have sent us a letter of intent or email of intent. And their position is, and it's perfectly understandable, that why would they sign a contract for something that doesn't exist yet?
All right. Mr. Dragonetti also thinks that it's not a wise move for Delhi Township to borrow more than $5 million or to charge consumers an extra $1.20 a month in sewer bills. How would you respond to that?
Well, the reason and the only reason that we're bringing this project forward right now, and we admit it's not a great time to bring it forward, but the only reason we're bringing it forward now is because we have a chance to build it for $1.20 a month instead of $2.40 a month.
Why so interested, and I just want to make sure I'm clear on this, and it's kind of a risk. It's some people would say it's a bold move. It's very smart because you're looking into the future, but still, it's a lot of money to borrow, and you're charging people extra money at a time when money is tight. Why are you so adamant on moving forward with this project?
The reason I'm adamant is, again, to protect health, safety, and welfare. People say, oh, you don't know that this will work. Well, it absolutely works, and it's a widespread practice in Europe. In fact, in Europe, wastewater plants are not allowed to land apply sludge or put it in a landfill. So the only choice they have is to take it to power plants to burn it. And in Europe, they don't get paid by the power plants. They pay the power plants to take it. I believe this is coming in the United States. The latest studies out about pharmaceuticals are very scary, and they are, in fact, showing that the toxins that are pharmaceuticals that we take, and again, 80% of what we take, not of what we flush as waste, but what we put into our bodies, 80% comes back out and into the sewer unaffected. And what we flush from our own bodies is the major source of pharmaceuticals in our environment. And in fact, just today on the EPA's Facebook page, they posted that they are now going to monitor drinking water for hormones.
You mentioned health, safety, and welfare. You mentioned that twice, as a matter of fact. Elaborate on that.
These pharmaceuticals in sewage and in sewage sludge are a very recent discovery. It was only reported first in 2002 that the United States Geological Survey found these compounds in our streams. They tested for them first, reported them in 2002, and since that time, they've collected over 8,000 studies on these things in our environment. The latest studies, and they're getting, as we progress in time, the studies are showing more and more potential harm. just in 2009 and 2010, there were, and these are university studies or studies that are sponsored by the EPA or USGS. One study showed that the earthworms on a field had concentrations of these compounds called endocrine disruptors at concentrations inside the worm of 10 to 100 times higher than the actual sewage sludge was to begin with. Another study showed that the soybeans, the beans that we use to make food, excuse me, contained those compounds. There was a study done in, I believe it was England, that showed that sheep that grazed on land that was fertilized with Class A biosolids or sludge, the same product that we produce, their young had reproductive issues caused by the sewage sludge.
Delhi Township Trustee Derek, I believe it's pronounced Bajema. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
It's Bajema.
Bajema. He is quoted as saying, "We scared residents into approving a police fire millage recently, and now we're saying this is a necessary project, but it simply isn't necessary." Respond to that, if you will.
Well, I guess everyone's entitled to his opinion, and if he doesn't believe that we need police fire and safety or that we don't need to remove pharmaceuticals from our environment and improve our children's future, that's his opinion.
All right. Now, I know that you have MSU on board. As a matter of fact, as we just spoke, MSU Director of Utilities Robert Ellerhorst said that the university has a letter of interest with you. Have you heard from other municipalities or companies who are interested?
We've also spoken with Lansing Board of Water and Light. I don't have personal knowledge of that meeting, but I was told that they are very interested in our product as well.
All right. Well, residents will have a chance to give their say more than a year after the project came up. There's been some heated debate, but there will be a vote on May 8th. If I gave you the stump and allowed you to talk to people who will vote on this, what would you say?
I would say that $1.20 a month is extra, but it's very little to pay to protect our future. And that's what our business is at the wastewater plant. It's protection of health, safety, and welfare, and that's exactly what this project is needed for.
And for people like Vince Dragonetti, what would you say if you were trying to get him to understand where you're going with this?
I think that I did listen to your interview with Vince Dragonetti, and I think it's unfortunate that his position is no without understanding the science or the justification for the project. And I think that many of the people that are voting no may be voting no from the same position. And I would urge people to educate themselves on this issue before they vote. I would ask them to please come to the township's website, www.delhitownship.com. There are informational pieces there that will give them everything they need to actually understand the science and the reason this project is needed.
Sandra, thanks so much for your time. We're hoping we'll be able to talk to you May 9th when the results of that vote are in.
That's that. I would hope that we will talk, and I will be happy.
All right.
Thank you very much.